This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The pandemic has thrust telehealth into the spotlight. Many patients tuned into telehealth because of stay-at-home orders and the limited in-person doctor appointments. But providers are facing challenges like the lack of broadband access, technology, and training. That's why the Freeman Foundation, Hawaii Community Foundation, and HMSA have partnered to provide $1.3 million in grants to 14 federally qualified health centers across the state to boost telehealth service. Chris Van Burgick is Senior Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at Hawaii Community Foundation. She spoke with HBR's Jason Ubai about the grants to boost the telehealth capabilities at community health centers.
Community health centers or federally qualified health centers, these are community-based health centers and organizations. They're spread across the state. We have 15 of them, so we have at least one in every single county. And they provide comprehensive primary and preventive care to what we consider medically underserved areas. So these are some of our really rural or really vulnerable populations. And they provide a range of services. They'll provide behavioral health services in addition to primary care. Sometimes they provide pharmaceutical services, dental services, substance abuse treatment, tobacco cessation. So it varies from organization to organization. Because they serve vulnerable and rural populations and communities, we really felt that the Hawaii Community Foundation partnered with the Freeman Foundation and HMSA to take a really hard look at how we could help those organizations better utilize telehealth. With COVID, a lot of people were really told to stay home, you know, be careful going out, especially if you have, you know, vulnerable health conditions. So it really meant that a lot of these health centers that were slowly expanding their use of telehealth, they sort of, you know, leapfrogged over probably 2 to 3 years and accelerated their adoption and their use of telehealth and teleservices to their patients. So what we wanted to do, and it was really, you know, sort of the catalyst was the Freeman Foundation and the folks there that, you know, wanted to see how they could help. So we got through some help with HMSA. They helped us really look at the issue, understand the issue, put a request out to all of the health centers to apply for grants, and their grant applications, they told us what they intended to do with the funds, how they would use the funds to expand their services, you know, and what the impact that they thought they could have in their community. The range of things included improving connectivity, purchasing more tablets and phones and devices. It included sort of software. It included new data platforms. You know, it included equipment that people could use at home, like remote blood pressure cuffs and things like that. So it was a wide range of expenditures that each organization wanted to do.
Do you see this trend even after the pandemic passes and there is a widespread vaccination? The need for telehealth services for federally qualified health centers?
I think so. I think the pandemic has probably opened the door, you know, into telemedicine, and I just don't see that we will go backwards, and hopefully we won't, because I think, you know, it creates a lot better access for people that are in rural areas, people that might not have access to transportation. I think we saw through a lot of the applications that there was a pretty significant uptick in using telehealth for behavioral health appointments. We also learned that for many health centers, it reduces the percent of no-shows of their appointments because it's just once they get on there, it's much, much easier to dial into your appointment than it is to figure out how you're going to get a ride there or drive there. And so I just don't see, I don't see us going backwards. In addition to patients being comfortable with telemedicine, I think the providers also have a certain level of training and adoption and buy-in that they are also wrestling with. So, you know, for a provider that's used to seeing everyone face-to-face, it's a big transition also. So I think some of the health centers, you know, are spending a lot of time making sure that they get their providers comfortable with, you know, that approach also. So it's really a two-way street, and I think, you know, we were happy to provide some funding because we feel like it's really going to, you know, the best thing it does is increase and improve access for folks that really need it. You know, now that we've really, you know, addressed the telehealth issue, we are also taking a look at how we can support the community health centers and that whole network with the role they're going to be playing in vaccination. So we're probably going to be doing a similar kind of grant program where we reach out to them and figure out, you know, what are their needs so that they can, you know, start stepping up their rate of vaccination. So that's our next plan.
That was Chris Van Burgick of Hawaii Community Foundation, who talked with HPR's Jason Ubai about recent grants to the community health centers to boost their telehealth capabilities. Later in the hour, we'll hear from the CEO of a community health center about how they use the grant money.